Now, all this morning, we'll be exploring the motivations behind works of music created by five classical composers in response to the 9/11 tragedies.
My name is Steve Reich, and I think in late 01 or early 02, somebody was interviewing me and said, oh, by the way, do you plan to do a piece about 9/11? And I said, to tell you the truth, I said, I just need to take a real long break. And so I have no plans to do anything with 9/11.
They came from Boston.
And in late 2009, early 2010, the phone rang. It was David Harrington. And he said, would you write us a new piece and would you use pre-recorded voices? And I said, you know, quickly, David, for you, anything, because I love Kronos. I had one idea only, and that was that whoever was speaking about whatever they were speaking about, their last syllable would be prolonged. So it came from Boston, and the end would go on indefinitely, and that could be doubled by a viola or by a fiddle or by a cello. And then the next person would speak, come into L.A. And you start building up these textures of what the memories or the vapor trails, like what people had said, and connect them harmonically.
Go ahead. Plane just crashed into the World Trade.
The first movement of WTC 9/11 is the air traffic controllers and the fire department, the event itself on the day it happened. And it has a grittiness because of the nature of the recordings and an intensity because of the people and the situation they found themselves in, which is, you know, humanity in an extreme situation. The second movement is talking to my friends and neighbors 9 years after this happened, and the tone of their voice is very, very different. It's reflective.
The first plane went straight over our heads.
The third movement is rather different. There's a law in Judaism that from the time that a person dies until they're buried, you don't leave the body alone. And women from Stern College, which is on Lexington and 30th Street, right near NYU Hospital, where the medical examiner's office was, and where the bodies, such as they were, because if you remember with 9/11, most of the bodies were not available for burial. And the DNA analysis necessary to identify who was who and who had died went on for 7 months. And these women were so committed to this project, went in shifts for 7 months, making sure that there was someone reading or chanting or singing psalms and parts of the Torah throughout this period of time. And I thought, wow, you know, that's beautiful. You know, out of this horror, here's something really, really remarkable.
Composer Steve Reich on work created in response to the 9/11 attacks. This is live special coverage of the 10th anniversary of the September 11th attacks from NPR News.